All right, we'll bring day two of our April 2026 Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting back to order. We're going to jump right into our items. So yesterday we ended with 15. That was the Pete Lean and Son Shooting Complex update. We are now at item 16, License Sales Reports, and we've got Director Kirschman with us.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning, Commissioners and Secretary Roebling. Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. Provide a brief report and summary to you on license sales, our monthly license sales report to you. So item number 10 in your book, and we'll start the first page there with the combination licenses. One thing that I think is important, just to give an overview from the last couple of months, in particular, we saw the last couple of months fishing license sales were maybe just a little bit behind what we've probably anticipated or in comparison to last year. And you will see when we talk about those in this report, things have certainly bounced back. A lot to do with nice weather, people getting out. And we saw some maybe a little bit behind just because of our truncated ice fishing season that we've talked about the last few months. But things have really picked up as we had the discussion yesterday about nice weather and people getting out fishing. So things look really good overall. But first page there, combination licenses. Again, these sales remain strong. You can see the regular combination licenses just a little bit behind in comparison date through the end of March for 26 compared to 25. Senior combinations up a little bit. Certainly, folks are getting out and enjoying the nice weather. Again, combination licenses provide for both fishing and small game hunting. But all in all, those numbers look good as we move into this real spring, early summer conditions. The next page on the back side of that first page is the habitat stamp report. Again, this kind of is a great indicator of the level of participation, the number of folks that are out there. Again, very similar to the end of March as last year. We're going to see some additional bumps in the habitat stamp over the next couple months as we go through some other application periods. For example, the combined deer drawing, which will be coming up very soon. Next month or so, a little bit longer than that, and some other draws. So as we get into some of those limited draws here in the springtime, we see some of those jumps, and then we're also going to see it as more and more people are getting out fishing and purchasing those fishing licenses. Next page is small game. Some really good numbers to see here in particular, both at the resident and non-resident level of the small game licenses themselves. Small game under the residents are doing very well, ahead a little bit of last year, very similar. The non-residents were ahead for 26 compared to 25. A lot of this can be attributed again to the nice weather that we saw at the end of the pheasant season there. The month of January was maybe some of the best pheasant hunting that we had all season long. And again, as we shared last commission meeting, we even had folks saying, gosh, could we extend that even more with the nice weather that we're having and the success that they were having? So, but when you look at small game, both resident and non-resident are doing very well. And again, just remember for these licenses, we don't see a lot of changes this time of the year because there's not a lot of small game hunting activity going on like we will see again in the fall. But great indicator of what we're seeing right now for license sales for small game. On back, the next page on back of the small game is the fishing licenses, and this is where we really made up some ground over the last month or so. Again, very indicative to the nice weather that we have, and really pleased to see that. We know folks are getting out there. The weather's been nice on certain days. Resources are plentiful. Folks are having some good success out there. We know it can be a little hit or miss this early in the year, but boy, folks are sure taking advantage of the opportunities that exist out there, both from the places to fish and the weather that we've seen here. So those fishing license sales right now have really picked up. They look strong, and we're excited as we move into the early part of summer, late spring here, and we'll continue to watch that. And then the last page there, big game license sales. Again, these are just some of the information items to you. You can see the mountain lion licenses a little bit behind from last year. But again, it does show still one of the very popular hunting season for some big game hunters. This is somewhat of a unique group of hunters as well. Certainly some of these folks are adamant, big time, really into mountain lion hunting. They thoroughly enjoy the opportunity that exists. It's been a little bit tougher season just with the nicer weather again. Less snow makes the hunting conditions a little bit more challenging at times. But folks are still finding some success out there and really enjoy the mountain lion hunting season and the opportunity provided. And then you can see some of the spring turkey statistics there again. Still a highly desired season as well for people to get out and spring turkey hunting. Everybody gets a little cabin fever, and it's always nice to have that spring turkey season kick off the spring and get out there and enjoy some of those opportunities, but those look really good as well. So, Madam Chair and Commissioners, I guess my summary would be, compared to the last 2 months, we're up a little bit. Strong sales are showing right now. Things look really positive. Weather's really been really nice, and as we get into this true spring and early summer, only anticipate that activity is going to pick up, and lots of good opportunities out there. So I will certainly try to answer any questions you may have.
Very good. Thank you for that update. Any questions from the commission and or comments? All right. Very good. Seeing none, I know we have some resolutions that we need to take up, so we'll do that now.